Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Shannon.
Hey, Dark Hearts.
Hey, Dark Hearts.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Howdy, hey, hello.
Hey. Yes.
Howdy. My Adderall's kicking in, so I'm going to try to not talk fast.
Yeah, talk very slowly. And
yeah, because I will give you guys a heads up. This case is short. It's real short, but I thought it was important to cover. So,
yeah. Well, I'm excited. I mean, not excited. Like, you know what I mean. I'm excited to hear something I have not heard.
I hadn't heard about this case, and it's fairly recent. But once I get into it, it'll make sense as to why we haven't heard about it. So
one of those. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. So I guess, I don't know, any preamble, or are we just going to dive right in today?
I feel like I have nothing. I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, yeah, I am just like boring and nothing.
I'm sure,
I mean, unless you have something.
No, maybe some books and movies at the end of it all, but
yeah, then I mean, I don't have anything new other than here we are again. Same old.
Perfect.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, it's getting to the holiday time, you know, I'm still trying to get back on track from the long vacation and then my kids potentially being, having TV. Yeah. They don't. I think last time, I can't remember if I left it off of like, no, last time that wouldn't, I guess that would be a thing. Last time we recorded, that wasn't a thing yet.
It wasn't?
No, because it was that Tuesday and I found out that Thursday.
Oh, you mean the result part of it?
Well, even
or
the...
any of it. Oh, I thought for some reason, maybe just we talked about it. I don't know.
Wait, no, maybe you're right. No, it was a thing. So yeah, I guess results. Real quick summation, if it wasn't a thing last episode, big TB outbreak in Omaha, my kids were exposed. Good news, they're negative.
Yes. Yes, very good news.
Yeah, because I would have found that out this Monday. I don't know. Time is so weird anymore.
I don't know because
I'm so confused.
We hung out last week and we talked about it then, but like I don't remember if we had talked about it before that too. I feel like I don't
know. We must
either
have.
Way, guys.
I don't know.
It's good.
Sorry,
news.
Guys.
It's
listen.
Good news. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good news. If I did talk about the TV thing, then now we know the end results. Yeah. And if I didn't, that was a thing, you guys. So that was a quick summation. So I'm still just trying, like, it's life is just, and now my kids are home and that's throwing me off because for some reason OPS has this entire week off.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah. So I'm all over the place. That's where we are, you guys.
Yeah. That's life.
Pretty much the usual.
Yeah, it's always the same. Yep,
it's always the same.
Always flying by the
seat of our pants.
Thank you. There it is. I was going to say the butt on the... I don't know. I'm really tired. And I got nothing. So go right ahead. Take it away.
Okay. So first of all, November is Indigenous Peoples Month. So I wanted to cover an MMIP case, which it used to be MMIW, missing and murdered Indigenous women, but now they're doing it as people. Women are predominantly still the higher case, but men do go missing as well. It's still an issue. So this is a fairly recent case. It happened in November of 2020.
Oh.
But with that being said, it was still difficult to find any like decent in-depth information.
That's wild to me how those cases like get nothing covered on them, really.
I know. It's heartbreaking. And then of course some of the articles that I went into to try to see, they wanted you to pay for them. Yep. And we aren't there yet, you guys.
Yeah. It's
we aren't where we can just pay willy-nilly for
right. And sometimes like you do that and then the article it's like, wait. This is the same information I saw before. I mean, it's rare that you find some brand new shocking information anyway, but yeah.
I did find one article where it's like they wanted you to pay, but then you could do a free trial and you didn't have to put a credit card. So that's why you probably saw in our email the MD Live or some shit like that.
Oh, I think I did see that. I thought that was something of mine because I have so many like job alert things going off in mine that I'm like, it's just,
I
probably thought it was one of those. Okay.
That was our podcast email because it just needed the email. And I was like, okay, cool.
That is done. Done and done.
Fantastic. Cool. So this week we're in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and we're going to be talking about Nengong's Macy. I'm hoping I said her name right. It was hard to find anything, like, of course, because there's no like live videos, of this stuff. I did see sometimes her name written as Nangong's Ba, but in her obituary, her name is written out as Nangong's Gianna Macy. So I'm just going to call her Nangong's. But she was born July 30th of 1999 to Mingan. Yes. To Mingan and Melissa Pamp in Petoskey, Michigan. And I'm not sure the order of which she was of the kids. But she had two sisters and I believe four brothers. And again, this is just based on what I could kind of glean from the obituary. And sometimes the way obituaries are written, I get confused on who's like a blood relative and who's a, you know, and so that's my best guess there. She was a member of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Ottawa Indians, which I want to note is how the name is presented in her obit. So if I say Indians at any point, it's because that's how it's written out in articles. It seems to be the legal name.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say, you'll see that a lot too. I feel like still to this day,
yes,
you don't see a lot of it corrected yet. So
yes. And that's where like some of it, I don't know how much is like government, how much is like the tribes, you know, how like, in a lot of communities, they try to take back those names. Like, queer is a word that the community has taken back. People will identify as queer, whereas that used to be a derogatory thing. So, I don't know if it's one of those situations as well. I'm obviously not going to speak for them. But that's what I wonder sometimes when I still see it. Is it just a matter of, like, government and, like, getting it changed? Or have these tribes decided to embrace that?
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, so she was also a descendant of the Grand Traverse Band and the Burt Lake Band. I should have looked up more information about, like, the tribes themselves, but Nangong's was very involved in her Native American culture. She danced at powwows, and in a few articles, her mom mentions a lot that she was a water protector from a very young age. And now what this is someone who is dedicated to the protection of life-giving water and the care of natural water resources. So, like, she was very much about protecting Mother Earth. She was very in tune with, like, the nature side of things, and she wanted to protect the land that they had. Yeah.
That's super cool. I love that.
Right? I like,
and also, like, the fact that she would dance in the powwows, I think, is so cool. I think those are so cool to watch. Like, it's really, any kind of cultural dance thing is like always so moving to me. And I'm like, it doesn't matter what it is. It's just like seeing someone embrace that totally. Like,
it's so cool. Just, I always get chills. Or it's like the, oh, I'm drawing up like the, a lot of times it's like the Samoan, you know, those,
okay. Yes. The,
it starts with an H, right?
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about because I was just going to bring that up. Last year at my daughter's school for the talent show, one of the little boys that goes to her school did it with, and his dad was there like doing it with him. And
I don't know why, like, it always makes me want to cry. I know. Every time.
It was so touching.
Such, like, a moving.
Yes, totally.
And that's the thing. Yeah. Like, as white people, we don't have those beautiful.
We twerk and people think that that's a dance move. And when I say we, I don't mean me.
Oh, no. But even that, I feel like we're getting into a cultural thing of like, that's more African American and they can, you know, like,
they can actually dance. Like,
I am a white girl dancer like none other. And I will embrace the shit out of that. Like,
I love on our cruise, just go crazy dance.
But I know. On our cruise, they did karaoke and they sang a bunch of wild shit. Like, it wasn't just like heavy metal. Yeah. And I will fully embrace, because I have fun doing that. Like, I know I look ridiculous and I'm 100% okay with that. Like, I will hardcore embrace the white girl dance.
Yes.
And just have fun. That's all I care about.
At Kyla's wedding that we was in recently, I was so just like going crazy dancing that my daughter thought I was under the influence of too much alcohol and she didn't want me to drive home. I was like, no, I'm just fun. Okay.
I was completely sober doing it. Right. Same. And I'm like, I just love to dance. And I understand that I cannot dance.
Correct.
And so I lean into that and try to be as ridiculous as possible, because if I can't do it well, I'm going to white girl dance my ass off.
I'm sorry, but have fun and be yourself. And who gives a shit? Yes. Like, be confident in that. Like, yes. I know, same, but you know what? It was fun. Was I out there acting like I knew how to dance? Yes. It's fun. So yeah, we got nothing. Oh, yeah. But no. Good for her. Mm-mm. Back to your case.
Yes.
I bet. Yes. That was amazing to see. So
yeah. I exactly.
So cool. Yeah.
So she was also really artistic. She loved music, both listening to and creating her own.
Okay. Get it, girl.
She was lighthearted, loving, kind, and a good and true friend to all she knew. It said, like, she was great at giving advice, a counselor. It sounds like she was such an old soul, too. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, so mature, which, let's face it, one, women in general tend to have to grow up quicker, but especially Native American women and just all the shit they go through. Like, last year when we covered this, like, statistically, like, they have higher sexual assaults,
oh yeah,
abuse, those types of things. So it just sounds like she was such a mature, loving person. And she also was actually a single mother to a young boy, Miguan Ezra Sprague. And her mother mentioned that, like, one, he was her world. Like, he was the thing that she was the most proud of in her life. She absolutely adored him. He was her world. And her mom said that despite her being young and a single mother, she, like, never asked her mom for help. She, you know, which, and let's face it, when you're that young, a lot of times you probably do need help. Like,
I'm 37 and I still need my mom to help me. So.
Samesies.
Good for her, though.
But yeah, so she was, I mean, because the thing is so she was like 19 when she had him. That's and
so young. Gosh.
So young, not only that's like, okay, you're looking at like a young girl who's probably just out of high school, you know, and stuff like that. For her to not ask for any help, really.
That's so impressive. Because that's not so, all, but like a majority of young kids, I feel like, in this generation kind of like rely on parents to help them now.
Well, and the fact of the matter is too, is when you're 19 and you have a baby, you probably don't have like a career. Who knows what your job situation is like, trying to find like to work and to have that. Like, so I don't know the full situation of it all. Like, I don't know what her job situation looked like. Cause again, it never really went into any of that.
Yeah, the dynamic could have been, something different. So,
So, but I mean, the thing is actually just a month prior to her murder, when she was 21 years old, Nangong moved her and her 2-year-old son into their own apartment in Mount Pleasant. And this apartment was on Isabella Indian Reservation. So it's on Native lands. But yeah, I mean, she's 21 with a 2-year-old and she's got her own apartment.
That's like super baller. Can I say that? Baller?
Yeah.
I don't know why that,
you know,
that's baller because that's tough.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know like what her career situation was like, if she was going to school, what you know, all that stuff was like. But yeah, her mom said like, you know, she wasn't constantly asking for help or anything like that. Like, her son was her pride and joy.
Sounds like she was just super responsible too. I mean,
right. And that's where I say too, like, she seems like such an old soul, like so mature and so just well-rounded. And I mean, at 20 years old, like,
yeah,
I had an apartment with a roommate.
Yeah. Like, I was in college at that time, but I wasn't like a good student. And I,
yeah,
I was living on student loans. I mean, at that point when it pays for housing and you know what I mean? I don't even remember that. I just know
we
rolled together and I went to school mostly.
I was still in Lincoln. I was getting close to moving to Omaha. When you were 20, I would have been 18. I mean, I would have been going to Lincoln a lot.
I lived in Lincoln till I was like, what, 21, 22 maybe? So maybe. I don't know. I wonder if our time kind of crossed at some point.
Well, I also lived right outside of Lincoln, so I was in Lincoln a lot. And I worked in Lincoln at that time and stuff.
Yeah.
Small worlds.
I know. And now here we are.
Look now here that. We are.
So special.
So now to the sad part of it all. On November 16th of 2020, Nangong's was hosting a birthday party for a friend of hers in her apartment. A 20-year-old non-Native woman named Kaden Gilbert had been at the party. She left but returned later with a pocket knife hidden in the sleeve of her sweater. So I should also mention, I did start to listen to a podcast called Bad Axe. It was episode 67 and they talked about it. I couldn't really get into it. I didn't like the interactions between the co-hosts. It was just a little stilted for me.
Yeah.
But what I did listen to, so this next part, like I got from listening to that, because it looked like they had a bunch of articles that they, I don't know how, where they found them, if they pay for the stuff or what, but apparently Kaden had posted a picture of the knife on social media prior to returning. And then there are cameras at the apartment complex that show her in front of the apartments, opening the pocket knife and then concealing it in her sleeve.
Those must have been some pretty good cameras, though, too. I mean, to see something, like, I guess you can zoom when you know what you're looking for at that point.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
That's cool that they had cameras. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes that's not the case.
No, definitely not. But yeah, I mean, 2020, I guess we'd hope for better. But you never know. Again, it depends on, like, how good quality the cameras are and stuff like that. So. So it shows her going up to the door. It doesn't show the actual events because of where the cameras are and because there's no cameras in the apartment. It kind of sounded like this took place in like the entryway of the apartment. But Nangongs and another friend, a male who was also Native American, they're at the door and it shows Kaden lunge forward a couple times. And so Nangong was slashed in the thigh and Gilbert, when she slashed her, opened up her femoral artery, which is a huge one.
Where I was going to say just from her thigh, but okay, then that's why. Oh my gosh. She got now it's deep then.
Yep. And the male friend was slashed in the abdomen. And in the podcast, they mentioned like you could see his intestines, but like none of the articles really mentioned. Just said he was slashed, so I don't know fully. But either way, I was like, "That's a sharp ass pocket knife."
Yeah, and, no shit, and that's a lot of force to slice somebody, slash whatever word you use. That's intense.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Were these people very thin too? Because I'm like, I think about like for me, it'd be well, you know, my thighs. I got some thick thighs, so like to get to that artery, you'd have to put a lot of force behind that,
right?
You know, honestly, like this girl must have really been like just forceful as hell.
Yeah, and it seems like, and I guess if she lunged, like so both her and the male. They never really like say who this male friend is. He's always just referred to as a male friend. Now Nangongs did tell people that it was Kaden Gilbert who did this. But she did succumb to her wounds at the hospital. Which is, I mean, we knew. I talked about her obituary, so obviously we knew
that was coming.
It was coming. Still. Yeah. The male friend did survive.
Good.
Now, the podcast mentioned seeing on Melissa Pamp's, Nangong's mom's page, that Gilbert had then posted something on social medias about how she had to do it. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but Kaden Gilbert was arrested on November 19th of 2020, so it was a few days later.
That's like almost to the date, like 3 years ago. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's very fresh. Yeah.
Yes. She was originally charged with first-degree murder, 2 counts of assault with a deadly weapon, and 2 counts of assault causing great bodily harm. And I think this bears noting because I didn't realize to the extent of this. On a reservation, they have their own police force, which I think we talked about last year in a lot of these cases and stuff too. However, they are not allowed to arrest or charge non-Native people who commit crimes on their land, which seems like complete and utter bullshit because it's like, if you go to another country and commit a crime,
still apply.
Yeah. And while I get that they're still within the same country, if they have their own jurisdiction of tribal, you know, they have the tribal court, I don't know what they call it exactly, but they have the tribal police force, they have you should not be allowed, like,
no, that's bullshit.
That's complete and utter bullshit.
So it's basically like, saying like, hey, guess what? If you want to kill somebody, just go there instead and you won't have to necessarily deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
Like, cool. There's a way to get away with murder, sadly and grossly, but
yes. Know. Like, when I read that, I was like, what the fuck?
That's like, doesn't even make any sense. It's still in the United States.
Well, and I guess it was because of some ruling from 1978, which wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, that's actually really gross too. And because like, that isn't, yeah. Who decides this? Why
haven't we changed this?
I mean, especially within the last like 5 years, I feel like things have kind of come better. Yes. I mean, we've moved closer in that direction. So the fact that that hasn't been overturned yet is really weird too.
Yeah. So because then there's a lot of talk about the fact that then things get delayed because there's the whole, like, the federal government then gets involved because it becomes a federal case. Mm-hmm. And then it's a whole matter of, like, whose jurisdiction is it? And, like, things get tied up. And mm-hmm. so, like, there was actually protests because over a year had passed before they were really doing anything with this case. And so Nangong's wasn't getting any justice. They knew who did it.
Yeah.
They had witnesses. There was proof.
So she was not at all arrested or anything.
So she was arrested, but I don't know if she got out on bail or anything like that.
She wasn't currently, like, locked up, incarcerated.
I don't know for sure. That's the issue with some of the things. But
there
were articles about how the tribe and even other locals and other tribes nearby protested outside of this courthouse in the full Native American regalia for the delay and the lack of justice for Nangong's and like how tied up with this was getting. Mm-hmm. And of course, then it's going to just get worse in the aspect of ultimately they gave Gilbert a plea deal, which I don't get why. So recall, she was arrested for first degree murder.
Right.
Two counts of bodily harm, like grievous bodily harm. But she had all these charges, right?
Yeah.
She pleads guilty to second degree murder. That's it.
Wow.
And now I can understand dropping from first to second degree murder because while it was thought out, to an extent, it feels like an in-the-moment thought-out thing. Right. You know, not like she had planned it for days. Where to me, first-degree murder is typically a more, like, second-degree is usually, like, it happened, like, we didn't plan it, but then we decided to, you know?
So that part, but then she didn't get charged, though, with anything for the friend? No assault charge there?
Nope.
Attempted murder, whatever?
Nope. Wow. And I'm like, and I guess maybe you would have to prove it, but I'm like, how are we not getting this as a hate crime? Because she's a white woman who attacked two Native Americans.
If you're going to start talking about this, let me know. But do they give any motive why she did this?
No, that's the other thing. It's like, there's never a motive.
So it said she had been at the party. She was mad about whatever and decided to come in. She was probably drunk and just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It doesn't mention alcohol content. Did they know each other prior?
There was any relationship there?
See, and that's just it. None of this. We just get told she was there because of the party. Mm-hmm. Did she know a friend of a friend who was there? You know, who knows? And that's the thing that's so frustrating about this case, too, because you're like, if this had been a white woman's house having this party, we probably would have known if this girl had alcohol, drugs.
I was gonna say, let's reverse the situation. Uh-huh. It would have been a completely different outcome.
Yes.
If this kingdom was the one hosting the party.
Yes. Yes. And so, especially with the fact that you have it that it happened on Native American tribal lands and they can't do shit about it. Right. So they have to leave it to other people who aren't going to be as, I mean, let's face it. Yes, the federal government is supposed to take all these cases seriously, but they don't have, like, that's not their people. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we are finally starting to get our government in a lot of places, like I think Michigan and some of these other Midwest states are actually in Michigan. I think they've created a task force now with Native Americans to track MMIP cases mm-hmm. and try to go more in depth to them. So we're like, we're finally getting there, but it's
making
like
making progress, but not
we're slowly making progress, but it's not. It's like, okay, part of this progress should be that if you commit a crime on a Native American land and you're not Native American, they get to try your ass,
yeah,
keep you there tough just shit like for you.
Other countries get to do.
Just like yeah. other countries. Like, in that regards, Native American land should be treated as its own country.
Yeah.
And then, fine, go to the U.S. consulate, whatever the fuck it shit's called, if they want to try to work with them to right. get shit. But yeah. no, get fucked. You shouldn't yeah. be
you
able to
You don't get to
go
pick and choose
on.
Which part of the laws and stuff you can you want to apply to people no. and not. Like, you either all or nothing. That's bullshit.
Yes. Yeah.
That's like, really so, sad, too, because I thought maybe there'd be some, like, oh, there was a fight earlier that ensued or an argument, nothing. So she just was a
who knows?
Bitch. I mean, even if someone had, I mean, provoked her, that doesn't, you still just don't go kill someone. And that's my giving her the is, benefit of the doubt, which
I know
that she deserves that. Because I don't
my
know
thing is like, it almost seems like Nangong's would have been the target if she knew she would answer the door.
Right.
Because it's her apartment. And right. I mean, just from everything it, everything says about, which I granted, I mean, the thing is that we've come across a few cases where they're like, oh, they had a bit of a rough time,
oh, yeah.
but like nothing, everyone loved her. Like, she was kind to
She's
everyone.
Gorgeous too. I looked her up mm-hmm. on here. I'm like, I wonder if it was like almost a jealousy thing as far as like,
and
I don't know.
I have no idea. It's so heartbreaking. And it is so frustrating because, one, it's like we're not given any sort of motive. Not that there could be a good motive for it.
No.
But especially with the fact that all she got was second degree murder. And we're not getting, I'm like, that's shitty for the friend who did survive, who now has, I'm sure, his own trauma of surviving that, of almost
yeah.
dying, of his
yeah,
friend.
Survivor's guilt, totally. Like,
yeah. Like, all
among
sorts
other
of
things.
All sorts of things. Not to mention, like, if he was cut that deeply, the amount of surgeries
oh,
and recovery and...
Yeah, and if his intestines were showing, I mean, who knows, like, the long-term, like,
yeah.
colostomy bag. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't know.
So many things.
And it
so many things.
Could change
and we're not given, any information. That's the other shitty thing. Is like, we're not given any information about him at all. Like, fine if we're not given his name and stuff like that, but like, to not know his age, to not know.
That's so vague. Yeah, just like, some random male friend.
Like, how extensive his injuries would have been, the recovery for him. Like, yeah, does he have a colostomy bag now?
I know.
Where in his abdomen was he cut? Because first of all, cutting through abdominal muscles, especially as massage therapists, we know like those muscles are so difficult to heal. And any woman
yes.
who's had a cesarean or anything like that knows like that is tough, and that weakens those muscles then for the rest of your life. Like, so many things. And it just seems like such a way of saying like, yeah, we don't care a ton about this, so we just want to get it over with, so we're just gonna
yeah
like, you pleaded this and we'll call it good.
Well, and especially like not getting charged for any sort of thing on this male who potentially had to go through several surgeries, and like you said, I mean
yeah.
let alone the mental toll that takes.
Exactly. And so with her pleading guilty, she only got 20.8 years.
And let me guess, like out on good behavior in five.
And that's the other
bullshit.
Issue. I don't know. I bet you she will get, I'm sure it didn't say anything about no parole. So I'm sure she only has to serve a certain amount. Like, I couldn't find anything. Whenever she does get released, she'll have 5 years of supervision, but it's like, ooh, big fucking
okay.
whoop. Like,
so she got off with a slap on the wrist, ultimately.
Yes.
For killing one woman and almost killing a second person.
Yes.
Isn't that wild how, like, some cases, some people will get these extreme sentences,
mm-hmm.
and then other cases, it's like nothing? I don't understand. Like, that's how you know our system is just messed
I know.
Up.
And I'm like, and the thing is so, like, because it's a federal case, she's in federal prison, which I feel like is usually nicer, if you will, than, I guess depends. But, like, it just makes me think of, like, white-collar crimes and, like, it's essentially, like, a bougie type thing. You know what I mean? And
oh,
so,
yeah.
like, then I wonder, just... too, I'm like, okay, so is she in, like, because that's just it. I'm like, okay, it was a federal case, so is she in federal prison or is she in a state prison? I don't know. I don't know how that works. Like, again, that's where it comes into. It's like, there is, like, no information
that's
about
sad,
this.
Too, especially because it is so new. Like, that was yeah. literally 3 years ago, like, to the day. I mean,
yeah.
and there's nothing.
Nope. And so then one article briefly mentions. Nowhere else is this mentioned. I don't really know then why. I don't know they wouldn't have tried this case and why she took the plea deal. So it's mentioned that she had a history of mental illness since she was 7 and that her meds had been changed 2 weeks prior. But her attorney, Gilbert's attorney, said she had no history of violence. But then the article also stated how while she was in prison, her behavior became erratic and she was like hallucinating and slamming her head into the wall. And so she had to have medical treatment. But there's a part of me that's like, okay.
Is that an act trying to
Right. And like we've discussed, obviously mental illness is something that we find very important. Like, obviously we need a better mental, like, healthcare system in our country. So like maybe, but then if it was due to like a medication change, why didn't we fight it? And why did we take the second degree plea deal? I feel like
that was a cop out. It should have shown signs sooner. Like, they could have presented it.
Because then there's nothing like, hey, in these 2 weeks of her med changes, her personality was different. She was more erratic, you know, like things like that. But like, we don't get any of that. Like, we're not seeing any of that. Yeah. And so that's what just it doesn't make sense to me. I was like, if this truly was a like mental illness thing, and for some reason she kind of was like hallucinating or had voices or something in her head that made her think that she had to, then like, why is that not
that could have
being
been used
up
on both sides too? Like, for her defense, that could have been a big key in prosecution. I mean, could have used that even to show, I mean, like, to get her in there for longer or put her in, you know, a mental health hospital.
A mental health
or
hospital,
something.
Like something. And so it seems weird to me that this was just seemed almost like a throwaway sentence in one article I found. And it's like, that's what makes me be like, okay, was this a real thing?
Right. Like, done or... and on to the next case. Like, they don't care.
Yeah.
Let's just get this, done. Mm-hmm. Off the books. We don't want to deal with this.
Yep.
It's holiday time. We want to go and deal with, you know, like,
but,
it's
I mean,
always
it
ironic
happened,
on
like,
timing, too.
Yeah. And the thing is like, so if you think about it, okay, so let's see. She was 20 when she committed the crime. If it was a year, let's say at most she's like 22 now. Let's say she has to serve the full time, which let's face it, she probably won't. No. She's only going to be 42 when she gets out.
That's like my age. I mean, not really, but like close to my age where I feel like you still have a whole life ahead of you.
Yeah.
I need to remind myself of that. But, you know, like, you feel old, but then when you put it into perspective, like, not as no, you literally still have a good 40 years. I mean, you know, given you're healthy and all that. But,
and I mean, she could still technically have kids if she wanted, depending on her biology and if she hit menopause or not or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, poor Namgongs won't get to be there for her child and to see her son grow up, who was such, and like, and then he's missing out on that as well. Like, it just, it's so heartbreaking.
Oh, sad. Yes,
I do
terrible.
I think one, if Caden had been a male, it would have been different. But I do also think that if Namgongs had been a white woman, it would have been different too.
For many reasons. And I think we would have heard about it a lot if they both were white even, or if Caden was not white. The sentence would have been different, I'm sure.
100%.
It would have been all over the news.
Yeah.
Because how dare you is how it would have been presented
exactly.
in the news. But
exactly.
Because she's white and the victim is not, it's not the same. And that's very sad. I mean, there's no denying that. Like, no matter how people feel about that, like, there is no denying that.
There's statistics. Like, this isn't an opinion-based thing. Like, there are statistics out there that show it. So,
well, yeah, and this is a pretty like violent crime, and it's like a very scary thing. Like, just out of party, you get stabbed brutally. That's like a very violent thing, and so you would hear about that any other case. I mean, if the victim was white. So,
yes, yeah. So
that's sad. That's very sad.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, I still think it's complete bullshit that just because she wasn't Native American, she couldn't be arrested or tried by the Native American police and stuff. So
yeah, that's very sad. But yeah, and she's so pretty. I was looking at her, like I said earlier, and like just beautiful. Like you can tell she just radiates like positivity too. You know, like you can just tell when you look at someone.
She just seemed like in all of the pictures, like in the few pictures I saw of her, she just seems so happy.
Yeah.
Like such a happy person.
Gorgeous.
And I get it. Like how often do we have pictures taken of us where we're, don't look happy, but like,
No.
I don't know. I still feel like, you know, we've said before, I'm like, I think I have a sticker that says I will never have to worry because no one would, like, I don't have to worry about being kidnapped or killed because no one would ever describe me as lighting up a room.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And
it's true, though. Like,
yeah,
it's sad. It's very, rare you hear someone. I mean, I get it. People that die, like somebody loves somebody everywhere. You know what I mean? So like, you're always going to hear the positive. You're not going to hear like, well,
I mean, we've had I mean, we've had a few of those cases and stuff, and you do now and then. But like people, like, you know, they were, you know, for whatever reason, like they had their own issues with mental health or drugs or alcohol or something. You know, well, because I did that case. Was that also in Michigan with the guy who was kidnapping the women who had like drug issues?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah, but they were sex workers. They had drug issues and they were Black.
Yeah. So it's hard. I mean, but they were still human beings. And,
they were still human beings. But it's like, so we did have that case, but then we also showed where police didn't care as much. And this guy got away with it for so long because of that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that, like I said, I just felt like it was, there wasn't a ton of information, but I still think, especially because of how close, you know, how recent it really was, it's still really important to share.
Yeah, that's one, once again, haven't heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
And like I said, it's so difficult when you try to find these indigenous cases and you're searching for it. And a lot of the stuff that comes up is like, oh, there's a task force now. It's like, okay, cool. But like,
there's not a lot of details on the cases themselves.
Or like finding the cases. Like, okay, but what are the cases that have happened?
I know even last year when we focused on those cases during November, it was hard. And that was only for, you know, like 4 weeks. And so, and I mean, I'm sure there's so many more that we just don't even know. And we
100%
throughout the year too. I'm glad though that you did this month too. And so like, if people have other ones they want to send us, more than happy to share.
I also want to cover eventually, because I thought about doing it for this one too, because Michigan had like 4 or 5 of the Indian boarding schools where they brought, like they took the Native American children from their families and wouldn't let them speak their own language. Like they were trying to make them white, essentially.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I even knew that. That's terrible.
Oh, lots of Nebraska had one, and a lot of abuse and like mass graves and things like that. And so I thought about covering that, but again, it was hard. So I don't know. I might eventually just cover a case of those in general, not in one specific state.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because I'd be super interested in that.
Yeah, because I know there are like documentaries on it and stuff like that. Which that was one thing I did find a case, the one I talked about. I was like, oh, I've got these episodes. And then I had typed Michigan, and so I didn't pay it. It was for Montana, which is not a Midwest state. But
it's kind of weird that it's not. I feel like it should be. I mean, that whole strip there, like I always think Colorado.
I guess it's over too far. It's over too far. But that one was called, I think it's called Missing in Bighorn or something like that. It's on it's on Paramount Plus. I'm gonna go in and watch it, but it's about a lot of women who have gone missing. So like, even though it's not Midwest, there was a brief moment where I was almost being like, maybe I just say fuck it, and I'm like, okay, it's not Midwest, but it's an M state.
I was gonna say, like, honestly, and it's close enough, it's not like it's like California, you know what I mean? It's still in the general, and honestly, you don't really hear about things from Montana often, so I would have been all about it.
So
podcast, we can do what we want.
Exactly
Because technically Texas is considered Midwest, you know, but we don't really
Louisiana, I still call that South.
I think it's fine, we can make our own rules,
you know. So sometimes I thought about looking into it to see if like any of the women were from like a Midwest state originally, but I think it's a specific like tribe and reservation and stuff there. So I was like, probably not going to. I was just like, okay, well, I will find something that's actually within my area. And I thought about switching to Wisconsin, which is supposed to be my next state. And I came across like this another Native American case with a young woman who had been missing, and then she was murdered. But there was like, literally, it was like, she went missing for this long, and then they found her a few months later, and we still don't know what happened. That was like it about it. I couldn't find information about her as a person, much about anything. And I was like, okay, well, that is really shitty that we've got nothing more to go on because it's still an open case.
That's super crazy.
That they've given like no, like there's a little bit of like she was seen at this time and this SUV was seen and then she was gone.
Wow.
And then her body was found a few months later. And that's it. Like it doesn't have a cause of death. It like everything I said, like Saul also talked about how like it never even was determined like the cause of death or if it was homicide. But I'm like, if it's still an open case, I would assume that they've determined it's an
you know what I mean, it would be closed or just like foul play, suspected, done, something over with. But if it's open, then there's a reason, I would say.
Yeah, so that was it's really frustrating when
it is. And I have South Dakota next, and I feel like I should be able to find several there. So if anyone listening to this happens to get me a case they know of before our next time we record, that would be amazing. So
yeah, I can help look too.
Yeah.
I know there are several.
Oh yeah. I need to look too and see all the ones we covered last year. So I don't.
Just because that's where that larger reservation that I talked about last year is. And I know there's a ton from just that reservation alone.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Well, thanks for sharing that one. That's definitely one that I hope gets more attention over time, because that's definitely important.
Yeah.
And sad. Wow.
I know. I think about her poor son, you know?
I know.
And what's so sad is he was 2, so he probably won't really have memories of her.
I know, I was thinking
none of his own.
No, and he's so little still.
He'd be about 5 now.
And that's still little too.
5 or 6.
How traumatic and awful. And especially to have her taken in such a gross way, you know, like.
And the sad thing is, though, is his story as that child of having a murdered mother isn't uncommon.
I know.
For, you know, Native Americans. And it's just a horrible, vicious cycle.
Another statistic is basically all it is. And that's sad.
Yeah.
Because they deserve more than that.
Yeah.
Awful.
So that's Michigan this week, you guys.
Michigan. I feel like, we haven't been there for a while. Or that's one too that you don't necessarily think of when you think of the indigenous people cases, you know, just naturally. Yeah. So
Michigan just doesn't seem like it would have.
I know. Like, I just think of the big parts of Michigan, and so everywhere like, for me, should. That's where my mind goes. Yeah.
Right. Which I mean, logically, all of America would have had Native Americans around it because, you know, this was.
Which is actually really sad too, that like, you only think about those few places because that's like, okay, this is that's America.
That's where they were forced to move.
It wasn't even ours. Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. Ugh. I know. It's, ugh. It's just, ugh.
It really is. That's the perfect word or sound.
Yeah. Ugh. So with that being said, on to, you know, our lighter note of, did you watch anything? Did you read anything? Listen to anything?
Go ahead and maybe go first. My dogs, I apologize if anyone can hear them. They decided they would like to play right next to me right now.
You know, that's cool. Cool. Yeah. I'll go first. So, go ahead. So first of all, watched The Killer on Netflix with Michael Fassbender. It's like he's a hired like a hitman. And a job goes wrong.
I saw that on there.
Watch it. Oh, don't watch it.
Okay, good. Because I was on the fence about it anyway. And now I thought you were going to be husband, it was amazing.
No. My mom took our kids. And so my husband and I, he was like, hey, do you want to watch this? I wanted to watch a comedy. He's like, well, I thought we could watch this. He's like, it's called The Killer. It's right up your alley. I was like, all right. I was like, oh yeah, I was kind of looking at that. No, it was so boring and so dry. And even like the action parts, it was just kind of meh. Everything was just monotone. And I was like, that was a waste of an hour and a half.
Well, that's sad and unfortunate.
So if you need to fall asleep, maybe turn it on.
That's fair.
I love me some Michael Fassbender, but this was not it.
Some of the Netflix like original movies go either way. Some are, I feel like yeah, they're either some are really phenomenal good, or they like are bad. There's I haven't found a lot of in-betweeners. Like
no, there is one coming out with a bunch of like big name people, which they're gonna do like a theatrical release first a little bit and then it, but it's a Netflix, it's called like Leave the World Behind or something.
I think I've seen that somewhere. I don't know much so about good. It, but I know it that I've so read good. That title. So yeah. That's fun. Okay.
Yeah. There's cool. a sci-fi one coming out that looks really good too that they've already announced is going to be a two-parter. But yeah, and then the other thing I watched, which Shannon's not up your alley, it was Suzume, which is an anime movie that I've been waiting forever to watch because it came out in April in theaters, but it was out for like 2 seconds, so I didn't get to go see it. And then that it didn't correct. Stream anywhere that for forever.
But I'm yeah. glad for you. I love yeah, you. Thank you. And so your interests are my interests because you're my friend. You know what I mean? Like,
I appreciate
not my
that.
Cup of tea, but I'm glad that it's yeah. yours. So.
I appreciate it. So yeah, for those of you who might be into that kind of stuff and you
and there's a lot of people that. Into that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's on Crunchyroll now. It was a little bittersweet. It was good. I enjoyed it. Good messages about like grief and kind of finding your way and like different family dynamics and stuff like that. So that was a good one. I enjoyed it. It is long. It was over 2 hours.
That is but, long. Especially nowadays. Yep. I feel like
I know.
Movies
well,
are so
I don't
short.
Know. They,
anything
feel like
I've they're... watched lately, it's been like an hour and a half on Netflix, I guess.
See, but or, I feel yeah. like it goes either way. Like, I feel like we're getting to the point where like, we're getting 2.5 to 3 hour movies anymore. You know, that's people true. Are like, yeah, we're going to do this.
Yeah. We're going to go all out.
We're going to go all out. So yeah. Book wise, I listened to, I think I finished this before or after our last one. Maybe not. The God Killer. I think I talked about, did I talk about that last time?
I don't remember.
I might
I don't
have.
Think so. I don't, we didn't do okay. a whole lot last time. Cause
last
I was
time,
like,
I might. Well, if I did, it was audiobook. It was really good. A World with like gods and stuff like that. And
oh yeah.
Yeah. I did. Maybe I did because then I talked about My Villains Are Destined to Die. And that was such a fun little manga that I've been reading where mm-hmm. the chick gets pulled into the video game thing.
Thought, oh yeah. 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 That's
I did listen to an audiobook called A Wild Fae Has Appeared, which is a lit RPG, which is a book that's kind of takes like video game RPG video game stuff incorporates it into it. So a lot of times it's like virtual reality games and stuff like that. This one could have been good. Like, it didn't really have a plot, which sometimes is fine for books. Like, if it's got a good vibe, you can get by mm-hmm. with that. But like,
yeah,
the author broke the fourth wall a lot, which could have been great, except that she used it to explain plot holes. So instead of going through and fixing said plot holes, like, which doing that once or twice could have been funny too.
Yeah.
But after like the fourth or fifth time, it's like, so you were just too lazy. Like, you noticed it and you were too lazy to go back and just like fix yeah. a couple sentences.
That's a bit much then. Yeah.
So, and then it like the way it ends, I'm like, I don't care enough now to listen to the second one. Like,
yeah.
you did, like, I listened to the whole thing and I got through it and there were some interesting aspects. I was like, this could have been a fun all vibes, no plot kind of read,
yeah.
which if you're on Book Talk, a lot of people are like this is just a vibes book, which means there's no plot. It's
yeah.
just whatever
that's
feel.
What it is. Yep.
And it could have been great for that. That ruined it. I'm like, it bummer. Just felt so lazy. I was like, once
that
or twice,
seem extremely lazy.
Yeah.
As an author, like, don't.
And if you're going to do like, cause the thing is like our main character ends up getting a bunch of like pets in this virtual reality
mm-hmm.
and so then like one of the fourth wall breaks was like, yes, all the pets leveled up to this reach the same levels because the author's too lazy to make a list. I'm like, okay, well, if you want her to have 9 pets and you want to write a lit RPG, then you're gonna have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can't just have her keep acquiring the pets and then have these pets all of a sudden all be the same level. That makes
yeah,
no sense.
That's not how that works. Yeah.
No. That makes sense. So it was just stuff like that that I was like, then don't like just write a fantasy where they could kind of acquire this or like do something different. But like if you're going
right,
to write,
you can do what you want. Anyway, I mean, you can anyway. But like in a fantasy, yeah. I feel like you can just follow that and you can make up
yeah.
anything you want because it's a fantasy.
Yeah, but if you're writing a lit RPG, you're going to have to realize that that involves a lot more technical details of like levels of different players and characters and all these things. And like, there is this subplot going on that I'm kind of curious about, but not enough to listen to it again, you know, the second one. So
that sucks for that author.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure others felt that way as well. Then,
yeah. So, yeah. And then yesterday I finished The Queen with No Name, which was a really good audiobook. Pretty long fantasy, more of an epic fantasy, you know, kingdoms, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Anyone who maybe goes to listen to it, I will say there is, like, just check your trigger warnings. There's abuse, stuff like that. Talk of rape. Nothing is shown or mentioned, but it's just a heads up. But I thought it was really well done. It got a little repetitive at parts, but I'm just waiting for a next credit so I can get the sequel, because it's $30 and I don't want to just spend that.
Keep talking, I'll mute. Just,
you know,
dogs are dumb. Don't worry about them.
Yep. Yep. So now I'm listening to a cute little kind of a fairy tale spoof retelling type thing. Tamsin Muir's a fairly popular fantasy author, but it's called Florinda and the 40 Floor Tower or something like that. Let me see what it's called again. Princess Florinda and the 40 Flight Tower. And so this witch kidnaps this Princess Florinda and puts her in a 40 flight tower, but she puts the dragon at the bottom.
Like a Rapunzel and then, like, situation?
Yeah. And, like, that's the whole thing. The witch is like, because in the beginning, Florinda's like, couldn't you just ransom my parents? Like, no, I'm a witch and this is what we have to do. As soon as I saw you with your golden hair and blue eyes, I knew you needed to be in a tower. And so, like, 24 princes come to try to save her, but they all get eaten by the dragon. So then they stop. And so it's her trying to figure out how to get out of this tower now on her own. And, like, it's just a fun, cute little lightheartedness. It's only a 4-hour listen, so
I can't do audiobooks. My attention span, I get would stop.
When I'm cleaning, when I'm, I have to be doing other stuff. If I'm sitting down, then I have to be playing, like, solitaire or something on my phone. So I can still process it, because I can't just sit and listen. But I do it when I'm doing things then. But I'm in that reading competition, and my competitor has 199 read, and I'm only at 171 now, so I have to catch up. So,
yeah, well, there you go. That's
I have till December 31st. I got to get my ass in gear. So October was just so busy. I only read 4 books in October, which compared to what I have been reading,
yeah,
was not very much for me. So that's where I'm at with my,
that's good.
My reading and stuff.
I've read, like, I love Freida McFadden. I have read, she's the one who wrote the Housemaid series.
Oh, I need to borrow that from you.
You would really like those. And every book of hers I've read, I, like, can't put it down. And I will read it in, like, one day, because she's so good. Like, don't you wonder sometimes these authors that write, like, how they can think of these plot twists and, like,
think
it through to write a whole story? Like, that's how I feel about her. And I just read Never Lie and The Coworker. Both of them were phenomenal. I loved them. And then I actually just read Britney Spears.
Okay. I want to read that.
You can borrow it. I have someone else borrowing it right now, but you can. And it's funny because I saw that Leslie and Amber, our friends over at the Grim Mystics, I haven't listened to that episode yet, but I saw they did one on her, and I need to go comment on it, because I read that book and it was so good. Even, like, for people that were kind of, like, into Britney Spears. Like, I loved Britney Spears.
I just think everything, like, I was never a huge Britney Spears fan, but the aspect of, like, her whole mental decline and then the conservatorship, like, I'm very interested in.
It's insane to me, and it's so sad. And, like, it's funny because I always loved the boy bands and all that, Justin Timberlake, and I'm not like, oh, you're a piece of shit, Justin. But it's funny to me now.
He needs
I was reading an article about, which I knew him and his wife were like, people need to just stop and let things go. And now he's, like, threatening to, like, a lawsuit on her for, I'm like, dude, you did it. And just because you're mad, why does her name have to get dragged through the mud? But it's okay. Yeah. Not for you. And, like, she honestly doesn't even talk, like, badly about him. It's just the facts of what happened.
Right.
And about just being heartbroken.
He wrote that shitty song about her.
Yeah.
And he said, he talked about how he took her virginity and stuff.
Yeah. Like, and it's stupid. I mean, the things that she went through, and, like, a lot of the stuff, like, okay, yeah, it could be mental illness, but not only that, it was, like, when you read the book, you see, like, it was more of, like, a big fuck you to paparazzi, like when she shaved her head, like they were following her and tormenting her. She was trying to see her kids that day, just this one spot specifically where she was trying to see them, and Kevin Federline, you know, he wouldn't let her see him, and they were at the door. And so then they're like, Brittany, how does it feel to not get to see your own children? And so she said she just snapped and she went and shaved her head because she thought, well, maybe now they'll stop following me because they talk about, you know, they love my long hair and stuff. Now what?
Yeah.
Like, screw you. And so like, it was like more of her just, she was just conforming to all the rules because she wanted to see her kids. And she thought, if I do what they say, I'll get to see my kids. And so like, it's so sad. And it's easy to like speculate when you see her stuff on Instagram, like, damn, she went on the crazy train. But it's like, if you read everything that she went through, you're like, you do you, you know?
So yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's a 100%. Phenomenal book. Like, it jumps around a shit ton because clearly she's not a writer, but
yeah,
that's fine because it's, I mean, she doesn't have to be since it's her own story.
But I'm not mad about that because that's like, when you're talking with your friend and you're telling a story, you're going to jump around. Yeah. That's like,
it's more real that way.
Yeah.
That's like, there was a couple things where I was like, oh, she told a story, but then I was like, where is that going? Oh, nowhere. But I mean, like,
yeah,
who cares? It's fine. It's her story and she can tell it how she wants to. So
exactly.
I highly recommend it. Like, the writing itself, clearly she's not a writer, but who cares?
Yeah.
That's the thing I'll about being able to write your own
story. I'll have to borrow that. I don't read a ton of biographies, but
I love biographies. I'm such a nerd, but
I am super excited because I think I mentioned we met some professors from Canada on our cruise, and they've written a book, and one of them was called their most recent one. They actually just sent it to us. We got it yesterday. It was called Defining Sexual Misconduct. So it's about like that kind of stuff. I'm so excited. And I, when it came in the mail, my name was first, and I text them. I was like, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but I really appreciate that my name was before my husband's. It was like, no, it was intentional. And that's funny. Love it because like, they are very much feminists and, you know, like, especially another woman, but like, it's always nice to meet a male feminist, you know, because
and I feel like you don't even have to be a feminist to believe that women deserve equal rights. You know what I mean? Like, I do not define myself as a hardcore feminist, but I think it's bullshit the way that women get treated versus.
Well, women. And it's always just like, I've always hated, like, the last bank I worked at, I opened the checking account. My manager put my husband's name first on the account.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I feel like a lot of that's just like, old school
it's
ways
that patriarchal
of
thing and, of like
yeah and like that I, generation that's just how they
yes
did it yeah
yep and I remember one time my husband's parent or grandparents, which I loved, and they were very sweet. His grandma's definitely very old-fashioned, but they sent us a card and it was addressed to Mr. and Mrs. my husband's name Powers, and I was like, I am my own person. And he my husband knows, like, and he knows how much that bugs me. But yeah, so I got that book. I am super excited to read that one as well. They were just such great people. I'm so excited to get to see them again
eventually.
Yeah, I love
when going on vacation because there's actually, it's funny, there's a book I kind of want to read that's called like The People You Meet on Vacation.
I've heard mixed reviews on that.
Yeah,
I've heard mixed reviews on that one.
Same, but like along the lines of that, I'm like, I just love, it's true, the people you literally meet on vacation. You meet some of the coolest people and you're like, I'll probably never see you again. Maybe keep in touch. Like, I have a couple people still on Facebook from when I went to the Bahamas when I was like 25.
Yeah.
And like, do we talk? No, but I still know what they're doing there, you know? And it's just like, it's fun because you can meet like so many cool people. And I feel like anytime I go on vacation, I end up meeting amazing people. And it's nice to know that there are other good people out in the world, you know, because sometimes, especially doing this kind of a podcast, like, you know about all the crappy people out there. So when you meet nice ones, it's very refreshing and nice to know that not everybody sucks.
Right. It really is. I think we will keep in contact with them. Like I said, I have a group chat with them going and stuff. We're going to see each other again next year. We're doing it again next year. So it is, it's just, it was so nice. I think that was like, of all the things, one of my favorite things about vacation was meeting them because they were just such cool people. And like a lot of the same vibes. Like, we obviously are from different like aspects. Like, we're both working class people and they're professors, you know, they're academics. But they're so down to earth and so great. And like, they were a blast to talk to. So I really.
Were they live, like, do they live far from Nebraska?
Yeah, oh, and damn, that's how book so talk, and like, that's why I get torn. Like, so right now I'm torn Canada on reading fifth.
Maybe not
yeah, cover, but still, so they actually have to live apart a little bit because they work at different colleges. And so where he lives in Canada is like 6 hours from Chicago, which is where he's originally from and stuff. So we've talked about like maybe trying to like meet up sometime in Chicago or something, you know, they travel and stuff too. So so it's a, it was a good time. So that was fun. And
that's super cool. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. I know. Cool. I got on now to a book outlet because I was going to try to see if I could find that book.
Oh, yeah.
The People You Meet on Vacation.
Dude, my dog.
Because so, they have, so FYI, you guys, which I think I always have the link in our show notes for the book outlet. They have a $5.99 or less fiction sale right now.
Do they do free shipping or is it over a certain amount?
I over 35, which shipping's only like $5.99. And so then there's a part of me that's like, well, if I just spend the 35,
isn't it then funny? Go ahead. Sorry.
It just, I'm like, cause I'm like, well, that $5.99 could be that. Another book.
I know you bitch about that, but then it's like, okay, but I was just about to spend like $50, but now I have to spend.
Well, and especially on book outlet, because $35, especially if you're looking at books that are $5.99 or less, $35, you're going to get like five or six books.
I know. Which is amazing. I'm like,
which is amazing. And some of them are hardcover. Ooh, like there's this one book on here, Atlanta. That is like a Greek myth retelling. That's only $5.99 and it's hardcover. Okay.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh.
And a lot of the stuff, like the types of books you like The Night She Disappeared, The Last Thing He Told Me.
I've read both of those. It's funny.
See, I thought of you and I'm like,
I love a good thriller. Mm-hmm.
But so those are on there. Something called,
Oh heck yeah. Okay. I'm on here now. I'm looking.
Invisible Girl by Lisa Jewell. Have you read that? It's on there.
I've read a couple of other ones by her though.
But yeah, so
I'm gonna look here because there's a bunch. Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, I think the same author, Book Lovers, that writes Book Lovers. Is it Emily Henry that writes
it
the
is.
Vacation one?
Yes. Yes. The Woman in Cabin 10 I keep coming back to.
I know. I'm on this group on Facebook. It's like thrillers or something, psychological thrillers. And so people post in there and it has like swayed me to not read certain books and to read ones. You know what I mean?
So yeah. Like, and that's how book talk. And that's where I get torn. Like, so right now I'm torn on reading Fifth Wing because I've heard such back and forth comments on it that I don't know if I want to read it or not.
See, I hate that because sometimes like ones that you would normally love, then it kind of makes you think, well, maybe I won't. But
right.
I do like to see like when certain people say they hate a book I loved, then I'm like, okay, then that shows you that like it's really just depends on who you are. So
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I could go down the loophole here. I should probably get a job again before I start buying books, but you know.
I mean, yeah. You know,
there's that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, I've watched all my trashy TV, my Bachelor in Paradise, the Golden Bachelor, all the things, the new 2020. I always watch the new 2020 episodes every week too, because I learn a lot of things and sometimes I find good cases. That's it. That's all I've watched. So
I love it. Okay. Well, this isn't cool. I get it. I'm getting an Iris update saying that there's something wrong and uploading keeps failing. That's cool. So maybe we should end this so I can make sure our recording is all there.
Let's do that. Okay.
Let's wrap up. So you guys, there we go. We were just talking about all the books we want anyway, so it's fine.
People have probably already checked out. So
I know people have probably stopped listening anyways. It's just us talking to the void now.
Yep.
So all right, you guys know the drill. All the socials. Rate, review, like, follow, all the things.
Yes, please. Thanks.
Stay Heartland kind.
But Darkland wary.